Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we continue through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. It's a book I wrote several years ago, and it's 13 weeks of daily devotions, and each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how we ought to be serving God as we serve people. And this week we're looking specifically at the topic of serving with purity. And today's topic within the week is purity of heart. David writes in the Psalms and prays and asks God to create in him a pure heart, to renew within him a steadfast spirit. When I think of a pure heart, when I think of serving with a pure heart, particularly within this American culture that I live in, I think about a pure emotions. I know that the heart is kind of means different things in different cultures and in different time periods. But when we think about our heart, we think about emotions. One of the reasons we use hearts as Valentine's Day decorations is because it symbolizes love and the emotion, the expression of love. And serving with a pure heart, I don't believe that it means that we never get angry, we never get sad, we never feel lonely. You see, all of the emotions that we experience are given to us as gifts. And they've all been experienced by God. And yet, when He experiences them, they're done in a pure way. And the Bible talks about being angry but not sinning. There's the availability to change our response to the anger we feel so that it's pure, so that it is not to lead us into sin. The same, I believe, is true for sadness, for loneliness, for excitement, for joy, for any of the emotions that we might experience. You see, sometimes we have a tendency to be driven by our emotions. And I know there are people that express their emotions more openly and more freely and in different ways than what other people do. And yet even those that seem to be emotionless rarely are. Their emotions may run deeper. They may be more subtle. They may be less expressed. But this instruction to serve with a pure heart, with pure emotions, is applicable to everyone because we're all supposed to serve, and God desires we do so in a purity that represents Jesus well. And so how do we do that? If our emotions are gifts from God, if our emotions are natural responses within us to whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, then it's not so much about controlling what emotions we experience as it is about choosing our responses to them. And I believe the best response to anything, to any emotion, to any activity, to whatever comes our way, is to go to God. You see that in the book of Psalms. David was seemingly an expert at that. He wasn't always an expert at life. We can read plenty of situations in his life where he was more like us than we want to admit most of the time. But he always had this tendency to go to God. And there are times that he needed challenged, he needed encouraged, he needed reminded that God knew what he was up to. But I believe one of the reasons that the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart was because that's what he was. That in his good times, his bad times, his pure times, his impure times, he continually sought the heart of God. And if we want to live, if we want to serve with pure emotions, with a purity of heart, not serve purely by emotion, but have our emotions be purified by God, we need to seek after God's heart at all times. You see, this purity of heart keeps us serving when we're weary. This purity of heart keeps us serving when we're angry, when we feel lonely or isolated, that we're in this alone. We ought to realize when we serve people as we serve God that many times the loneliness we feel is small compared to the loneliness of those that we serve. And so many times we see, or I see at least, that people get involved in serving in some way, and they quit because of this lack of a purity of heart. It's not that they committed some great obvious sin. They just didn't know, didn't learn, didn't practice taking their feelings, their emotions to God. And so the anger, the sadness, the hurt, the bitterness drug them away from the service that God had equipped them and called them to do. You see, when we live life with people involved, when people live life with us involved, our emotions are going to be damaged at times. They're going to be bruised. And we have to determine whether we continue, whether we serve with the purity of heart, whether our first response is to seek God for the wholeness, for the restoration, for the healing, for the stamina that we need. You see, I believe when David was praying and asking God to create in him a clean heart, to renew within him a steadfast spirit, he was asking for God's presence to go with him, to change the things that needed change, to help him endure the things that he needed to endure. And when we serve God as we serve people with this purity of heart, it doesn't always change the emotions that we feel. It simply changes our response to those emotions. And so we weep with those who weep. We rejoice with those who rejoice. We sit with those who are lonely. We help and we hurt with those who are hurting. You see, life is meant to be lived together. I have this, as I've said other times on these broadcasts, I have this love-hate relationship with social media. I love the tool that it is that I'm able to do these morning devotions. It gives me this opportunity to spend time with you and for you to spend time with me. And it can be an incredible tool to use social media to encourage and to uplift and to stay in touch. But if you spend much time at all on it, you know the dark side is large. And people seem to be just waiting to pounce on anything that you might publicly say online. It's like people are looking for a fight. They're looking for an opportunity to do battle with words. And it really doesn't matter how accurate the words are. It doesn't matter how truthful they are. It doesn't matter anything except that the person wanting to state it believes it to be true and believes everything else to be false. And I believe when we serve with a purity of heart, when we do life with a purity of heart, it ought to change how we respond, how we react, if we respond to the daily battles that are so easy to be dragged into. It's my prayer today that you would serve with the purity of heart, that you would ask God to purify your heart every day, that you would value and honor your emotions without letting them control you. That when your emotions run high, when it feels like they're taking you in a direction that you don't want to go, that you know you shouldn't go, then in those times specifically, but at all times, seek God and ask Him to change your response so that it's pure. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us has created us as unique individuals and yet with similar characteristics. We have these emotions. We have these feelings from our heart that we need you to purify. So Father, when we experience whatever emotion that it is, may we seek you first as to how we ought to respond, how we ought to let it influence our actions, if we ought to let it influence our actions. And Father, specifically as we serve, I pray that we would have a purity of our heart as our motives would be examined and challenged by you. That there would be no hidden agendas in what we do. That our desires would be to represent Jesus well in all of the serving that we have opportunity to accomplish and to be a part of. Father, I think of the emotions that have the greatest opportunity to take us in a direction that is wrong, that's sinful, that's harmful. I suspect that these are different for different people, but for some it's anger, for some it's loneliness, for some it's sorrow and sadness. Some it's the pursuit of joy or happiness. And Father, as we experience the emotions of life, may you help us to live in a pure way, that our anger would not lead us to treat people poorly, to destruction, that our loneliness would not lead us to seek out companionship in a way that would be harmful to ourselves or to someone else, that our pursuit of happiness would not turn us towards the things of this world that appear to offer a temporary happiness at least. Father, that you would give us a purity in everything that we think, that we feel, that settles in our heart. And Father, as those things pass through our life, may we acknowledge them and may we seek a pure response, so that when we are angry, that we could do so in a way that we don't sin. That when we are lonely, that we can call out to you and we can seek out and build healthy, God-honoring relationships. When we're unhappy and seeking happiness, that we can look to the joy found in serving others with a pure heart, with pure motives, with no expectation of anything other than that we would represent Jesus well. And fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that you would help them to seek to live with a pure heart, that we would help to train and mold and show them how to respond in godly ways, how to seek you in the midst of anything that they feel. Father, at a time where many want life to be driven by our feelings, may we look to you for the guidance, not ourselves, not our heart, not our mind, not anything within us other than your Spirit. And may we help our children to see that there is a right way, a path that is good and just, that leads us to responses that are pure and holy. Father, today I continue to pray for those that are struggling, for those who feel like giving up, for those whose heart has emotions have gotten the best of them and they're not sure there's anywhere they can turn. I pray that one of us, that your children would be that light that helps them see so that they can call out to you. Father, for those today that need strength, that need healing, that need your presence simply so they can survive the day. We all need that. There's just some that recognize it more clearly. May not only you be with them, but may you help us to be with them. As we pray, as we lift up the hurting, the sick, the lonely, the disillusioned, the outcast, the sorrowful. All that we see, all that we know about. May we lift them before you. May we keep them in our thoughts, our prayers, not simply as a noble gesture, but as a way of asking you, what can I do? Father, as we pray, may we listen for how you would have us to respond. And may our response be such that Jesus is lifted up, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.